Hi, it's Kate, and welcome to another episode where I share my musings, my thoughts, and some of the stuff that I've learned along my path in yoga. This episode is inspired by a recent interaction that I had when I read the comments. Gosh, you should never read the comments if you don't want to get riled up. Anyways, what I really want to talk about is a subsection of the eight limbs of yoga. Maybe you've heard that before, but what does it actually mean? One of the subsections is from the yamas. It's how we want to behave. It's how we want to interact and navigate within our world. And there are five subsections underneath the yamas, how we behave. One of them, it's called asteya. It means non-stealing. And I know that upon first impressions, if you will, non-stealing, of course, we don't steal from stores. We don't steal from our friends. We don't steal things out of locker rooms. But it goes way beyond that. So if this is something that sparks your curiosity, I invite you to keep on listening. Thank you so much for continuing on with the podcast. It looks like I also accidentally published the intro before I actually recorded the entirety of the podcast. So I am so sorry for that. But let's pick up where we left off. I had briefly mentioned that yoga is an eight-limbed path. And oftentimes in a Western society, we are focusing mostly on the asana, which are the yoga poses themselves. But there are two limbs that come before we even touch the asana, and they are the yamas and the niyamas. Yamas are essentially a set of guidelines for which we can treat ourselves, but then also other people in our lives. And the niyamas are observances, also another set of guidelines for how you navigate this world. Then as you go deeper into your practice, we get into pranayama, breath control. We go to pratyahara, which is an inward look, a withdrawal of senses, if you will. And then you have the last three, which are tied very heavily to meditation practice, dharana and dhyana, as well as samadhi. But we are going to concentrate mostly on the yamas, which is how not to be a jerk in this world, if you will. And one of the subsections of the yamas is asteya, non-stealing. Now, when I first learned about this concept, of course, I know shoplifting is wrong. I know that I shouldn't steal from my friends. I know that I shouldn't steal someone's ideas, i.e. plagiarism. But it goes a lot deeper than that. And I want you to consider asteya as taking away not just items, not just ideas, but also emotions. So when I read one of the comments, I have this chef that I absolutely love. It's David Chang. There's no surprise about that. I talk about him all the time. And he's recently released this new Netflix show. It's called Dinner Time Live. And I love it. And so, as a good fan does, after one of the episodes aired, I found the Instagram and I commented that I love the episode. I'm learning so much. Thank you. And then right away, right below that, there was another mean and nasty comment that basically was trying to deter everybody from loving David Chang or his work. And he was just poo-pooing on everybody who loves Dave Chang. And I got to thinking, man, first of all, I shouldn't read the comments. But then second, that this is a form of stealing. It is stealing somebody's joy. And if I also go back to my less aware days, if you will, because I'm not a perfect person, I'm still working on things. But let's say, for example, a friend would come up to me and an artist that they love just released this album and they were so excited to tell me about it. And then I would just say, oh, I hate that artist. Or, oh, I thought that album sucked. Immediately, that is a form of stealing. At that very moment, I just sucked all the joy and all the excitement that my friend had in sharing with me about this artist or this album that they really loved. And that is not to say that we have to love everything. And that is not to say that we just have to plaster on a fake smile. But it is to suggest that sometimes what we are offering into a conversation, we have taken a full picture scan to ensure that the person who is sharing feels safe to do so, but also supported. Even if I don't like that artist, even if I really didn't love the album, I don't need to say that because it doesn't add to the conversation in any way, nor has that opinion actually been asked of me. And even if the opinion was asked of me, I think that there's a nicer way, if you will, that doesn't have to steal and to suck the joy out of somebody else's joy, you know? In addition to that, I think that when we think about asteya, non-stealing, it goes beyond into time. How often are we running late? Just by 10, 15 minutes. Just by 15, 20 minutes. 20, 35 minutes. I have some friends who are chronically very late. That is stealing time. It means that whatever I'm doing, whatever it is that I am currently involved in, is more important than the person's time who is waiting for me, literally sitting at a table and waiting for me. Asteya non-stealing goes even further beyond that. And I think especially with gatekeeping, that is like the biggest form of stealing. When colleagues or friends ask us for connections or for ideas or where did you get that or how did you find that? And we gatekeep that information, that is stealing. It's stealing someone's opportunity and it's stealing someone's discovery. And ultimately, when we engage in the act of stealing, it speaks to something that is happening much deeper within that person or ourselves. Why is it that we have to steal someone else's time? Why is it that we want to steal someone else's joy or enthusiasm or their opportunities or their discoveries? All of it, it just speaks to a scarcity mindset. Someone who is stealing from others with the time, the joy, the opportunities, the discoveries, that person, and it might even be us, we're operating from a scarcity mindset. We don't think that we have enough time, so we have to steal someone else's. We don't think that we have enough joy. We might feel that way. There's not enough joy. There's not enough enthusiasm. There's not enough excitement in my life, so I have to steal someone else's. And the gatekeeping, the withholding of opportunity or discovery, it speaks to feeling like there's not enough to go around. And I promise you, there is enough for all of us to go around. And so, my advice to all of you and myself, number one, don't read the comments. It's just not good. It's just not good. And then number two, take a look in your life where you might be stealing from somebody or someone or something. And then take a look, journal even deeper. What is it that you feel in your life that you are lacking that drives the action of stealing? And when we can rectify these things, then we move into the practice of non-stealing. It's not perfect because we're human beings and we're not meant to be perfect. Life itself is a practice. So I hope that was helpful. I hope you learned a little something today. And I hope that you all watch Dinner Time Live with David Chang. I'm just joking, but I really do want to be his friend. So if anyone of you knows him, let me know. Anyways, thank you again so much for tuning in. I appreciate it, and I love you, and I hope that you have a most wonderful long weekend. That's it for now. We'll catch you next time. Bye.